Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a mental health initiative taking place in an Ohio barbershop. The Ohio Newsroom is a collaboration between this station and six others around the state. I'm Claire Roth. Every weekday around this time, my colleagues Aaron Gottsacker and Kendall Crawford and I will be bringing you stories from every corner of Ohio, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over the state. This is Today from the Ohio Newsroom. I'm Claire Roth. The number of suicides across the state is increasing, and a recent report from the Health Policy Institute shows Black Ohioans are among the hardest hit. Suicide deaths in that community have increased 56% in the last 14 years. That's leading some Ohio towns to bring mental health resources into Black-dominated spaces. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports in Northeast Ohio, they're looking to barbers.
The buzz of the cutters at Revive Station Barbershop in Warren is often interrupted by a steady flow of conversation. Today, barber Adrian Favors, known as Big A, is chatting with two young clients. He occasionally pauses his trimming to ask about everything from sports to school to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You like Mikey? Mm-hmm. What?
But one question remains the same each session. How are you doing? Favor says many Black men often feel comfortable opening up to their barbers about tough issues. He says that's been especially true since the pandemic began.
I've had a lot of guys break down and cry, you know, and that was frowned upon pre-pandemic, you know. Suck it up, man, you know. Sometimes you do need to let the emotion out to figure things out.
Now, in addition to being a listening ear, Favors goes one step further. He hands them a packet of information on where they can go to get help. The packet comes from the Life is Better With You Here campaign. It's a statewide effort to bring mental health resources to Black Ohioans and hopefully prevent suicide.
We have to meet people where they are to get the message out. Mm-hmm. And what we find is if we're not going to those places, they're not seeing it. They're not hearing it.
Shanette Strickland leads the campaign. She says stigma is still a big barrier.
For so long, we in the Black community just never really talked about it. Our school age Black community is talking about suicide as though they don't have anyone to talk to, or they don't have anyone that they trust to actually have a true conversation about it.
That's what led Nikita Warfield, a behavioral therapist, to get involved. While the campaign already existed for 2 years, Warfield brought it to barbershops after seeing an uptick in Black children admitted into the emergency room where she works, many for attempting suicide. She wanted the community to remember that they're loved. That's what saved her when she was struggling with her own mental health. It stopped her from writing a suicide note of her own.
Knowing that someone needs you here, it's the one thing that's like, okay, I'm gonna put the pen down.
So she's printed that message, Life is Better With You Here, all over Revive Station. You can find it by the fridge, on the mirror clings. Pretty soon it will be on the smocks. And it's only growing. What started with Favors and Warfield in just one Warren barbershop has grabbed the attention of six other barbers in the community. Warfield said the packets were a first good step. The next is training them all in mental health first aid.
If we have people like Big A in a community that's an ear and a catalyst and can help us, then why not? Why not?
She sees it as a tool, the same as scissors or a comb, except this one stops a life from being cut too short. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Warren.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. I'm Claire Roth. We'll talk with you tomorrow.